It's 8:35 on a Tony Conley Morning Show, 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com. It's now 46 degrees, and it's nice outside. Wish we could just take the roof off of our facility here located next to Everett High School and enjoy some of this weather. 393-3700 is the McLaren Health Plan phone line. Let's head out and talk with Senate Majority Leader, Senate Minority. I knew you wish it was the majority. Senate Minority Leader Gretchen Whitmer is on the other end of our line. Senator, how are you?
I'm great. Good morning. You know, people make that mistake a lot, but I only wish it was the reality.
What would you do if you did have the majority?
Well, you know what I would be doing? I would be pushing my Michigan 2020 plan and making sure that we've got the best educated workforce in the country. That's what I'd be doing.
Well, speaking of that, we've been talking about that a lot on the program with different guests. As a matter of fact, there was a huge editorial in a recent Detroit News, and we've got these high-tech jobs, whether they're in manufacturing or in the computer industries, more than 70,000 well-paying jobs, but we don't have people to fill those positions, whether it's because of apathy and they're not looking for work, whether it's because they're not trained correctly, whether it's because workers can't afford the training. What do we do about that?
Well, and that's right. And, you know, it's heartening to see the Detroit News really pushing this because it's a very real issue. You know, the Business Leaders for Michigan just last week held an education summit here in town, and one of the most basic understandings in the business community is we need over a million more degree holders by 2025 just to do the jobs for the businesses that are currently in Michigan. And that represents a 17% increase in the trend for where we are now. I mean, that means we've got massive work to do to ensure that we've got the educated workforce for the jobs that are here, much less to make sure that we are luring the type of jobs that are really providing the opportunity for personal prosperity in the current economy that we have now.
Senator, no one can seem to define a way to not only publicize the fact that we have these great-paying jobs, to publicize the fact that there is education, to publicize the fact that there is some funding, and to try and find more funding to train these people. Those are the challenges before us to get these positions filled. What's the answer in getting those taken care of?
I think one of the most astounding things that we could do, and this is why we put the Michigan 2020 plan on the table, and we're finally hearing from many different sectors saying we've got to invest in higher education. We've got to invest in our workforce. But no one else has put a plan on the table. We've got one in this Michigan 2020 that if this legislature could get moving and say, we're going to stop, you know, giving away money, corporate welfare, we're going to stop all these special tax breaks that are on the books and have a tax code that everyone pays the same amount and move forward and make that type of an investment in our workforce, it would be a major game changer. You know, there's a great article that was in the Wall Street Journal a couple years ago after the Kalamazoo Promise came out. Once that community said, this is an investment we're going to make, and we're going to make it in perpetuity, Kaiser located there because of that Kalamazoo Promise, because these businesses saw this was a commitment. If our legislature could make that same commitment in all 82, you know, the 82 other counties as well as Kalamazoo, so every kid in Michigan had that opportunity, it would change the whole playing field in Michigan and put us at the head of the pack before any other state in the country.
So what's stopping us? What does the opposition say are the roadblocks?
Well, no one says it's a bad idea. The only criticism has been, well, how do we pay for it? You know, and kind of that fear of, well, does this mean, you know, new taxes? What it really means is it's not taxes on individuals. What this means is we're going to stop handing out tax breaks to people that have gotten them, you know, for not people, but to businesses that have gotten them for 40 years. They never get scrutinized, and they might have just had a really good lobbyist with a friend in the legislature. This is spending. Every time we don't collect one business's taxes, it creates an unfair playing field, and it never gets scrutinized. We owe it to the taxpayers to ensure that every dollar in the state system, whether it's foregone money in tax breaks or money that we spend on corrections, every dollar is spent wisely, and we've never even looked at those. It's 35 $1 billion worth there.
You just said something that is interesting. You say you said everyone should pay their fair share. When you listen to the Barack Obama administration and what they want to do with taxes, they'd like to ask the rich to pay more. Explain what you meant.
Well, so in our tax code, you know, for decades, legislators and governors have picked winners and losers. With this major rewrite in the business tax, Governor Snyder said, you know, we're going to have a level playing field now. Not one group is going to get a special treatment under the law when this everyone else is paying into a system for fire protection and police protection and schools and everything else. Right now, we have what's called tax expenditures. It's $35 billion. You know, there are many items in there that one particular interest group carved out special treatment for themselves. We should adopt the governor's rationale and say no one gets special treatment. Let's ensure that our taxes are low but fair. And so the governor's gone ahead and cut taxes, but we haven't taken those steps to make sure that there isn't special treatment under the tax code, which, you know, is creates a competitive advantage for some industries and not others. And that's wrong.
You know, the governor has said with what we've done for business, it's going to enable them to be more stable and hire more people, and we'll get the revenue back that way.
But the funny thing is that even though the governor talks about metrics when it's with regard to school funding, he could cite no metric, no science to back up his statement that getting rid of the Michigan business tax was going to create a job. And in fact, we've seen that it's not created jobs. You know, it's kind of an article of faith with a governor who likes to talk about science, and it's just been proven wrong. Indiscriminate tax cuts don't create jobs. What creates jobs is having the workforce who can do them.
You and talking about jobs, you believe that Governor Snyder's policies has caused Michigan residents to lose hope. It's in something that we've already known. University of Michigan economist George Fulton has said that the decline in unemployment is due mostly to people giving up.
Right, right. And, you know, it's when we watch these unemployment rates go up or down, you know, there's people are quick to take credit if it's good and give blame when it's not good. But I think the fact of the matter is after that revenue estimating conference yesterday, the economists came and said, you know, the reason the numbers are going down is because people are just giving up. What we need is to really talk about moving Michigan forward with our workforce and making an investment in what we know can elevate, you know, everyone's standard of living in Michigan, and that's if we lure business in because we've got the workforce to do the job.
I was talking with a friend yesterday about the interview that you and I were going to have, and she said that she didn't understand how people could give up. She was out of work for a while, and she said that she was never going to give up until she had a job, and that's just what you do, especially when you have a family. How do you give up, and how do we get those people back on board that, hey, there's something out there for you?
You know, I can't answer how or why people get so discouraged that they give up. But I can tell you that one of the things that we can do as a state is to stop stealing money from our kids' education to give away in tax breaks and say, no, those dollars are to invest in the workforce. Bill Gates has said many times, you know, in deciding where to locate a business, you know, businesses look at the tax code, yes, but the number one issue is there the educated workforce? Are the police and fire going to show up when I have a crisis? Are there good public schools that will my employees will want to live in that area because their kids will have opportunity for a good public school? These are the things that that we really need to be talking about making investments in, not talking about them as expensive. They're investments.
Roy Schmidt, who is a state representative out of Grand Rapids, recently switched from the Democratic Party to the Republican Party. I wanted to get your take on that.
I was very disappointed. You know, I know that a lot of people have been working really hard to help Roy, including, you know, making contributions, whether it's financial or just helping him knock doors. And within 24 hours of some friends knocking doors for him. He files as a Republican. I think it's just really, you know, it's as low as it gets in this business, and I was very sad to see that happen. I would have respected it a little bit more if he'd said, you know, I'm just switching because I've got a philosophical awakening or something of, to that effect, but to do something that underhanded and come in and fire his staff the next day because the Republicans want their own staff people there, it's so self-serving, it's very disappointing.
Why do you think he did that?
I have no idea. You know, so there's a lot of theories around the Capitol. I can't speak to whether or not they've got basis in fact, but just, you know, if I was struggling with a decision like that, I certainly wouldn't have taken advantage of all the people around me up until the last minute before I made the switch. And it's, you know, that's just really, it says something about his character, I think.
Is this a slap in the face in a Democratic Party? And what's this mean for the Democrats?
I think it creates another challenge for the House Democrats as they try to take back the House. But I believe that the issues are such that the Republicans have overplayed their hand in this year when they instituted this pension tax and took $1.5 billion out of our schools, tried to eliminate the earned income tax credit. I think that, you know, they're desperate and they're trying to make sure that they do everything they can to hold on to their majority. But I think people are outraged, and when they go to the polls, they'll remember what happened.
We've been talking with Senate Minority Leader Gretchen Whitmer. Thanks so much, Senator.
Tony, have a great day.
8:47 on the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com. It's 47 degrees.